I don't think I've given vaccines or their history much thought until about a year ago. I've taken two immunology classes since the start of the pandemic, and in both classes, my professors presented a brief history of vaccinations. This history typically paints Edward Jenner as something of a hero, who has this light bulb moment in which he discovers this link between cowpox and smallpox, and the next thing you know, we have vaccines. Being a part of the ArtHX project has made me skeptical of these neat narratives about medical developments. While researching this Lancet, owned by Edward Jenner, I learned about inoculation, which is a process of transferring material, often the pus or scabbed over parts of a wound, from one person to another. Inoculation was commonly practiced in China, India, and parts of Africa and the Middle East, well before Mary Wortley Montagu witnessed the procedure in Turkey in 1721 and brought her knowledge of it to England. Inoculation against smallpox involved scraping this material off of the body of a person infected with the disease, and after using a lancet to break the skin, transferring it directly into the body of an uninfected person. The inoculated person would often get mildly sick, but the hope was that they would survive and then have lifelong immunity against the disease. Beginning in the 1720s, British physicians began to conduct medical experiments with inoculation. For example, physicians performed inoculations on incarcerated people in London's Newgate Prison, who were rewarded with freedom for serving as test subjects. During and after a smallpox epidemic in 1768, British physician John Queer conducted medical experiments on a population of about 2,000 enslaved people in the Worthy Park sugar plantation in rural Jamaica. Inoculation benefited the plantation economy by preventing enslaved people from getting severely ill. But Queer's experiments actually caused his patients greater harm than a mild case of smallpox. He used methods that would never have been allowed on European patients in order to further his professional reputation. He sent letters to his friend and fellow physician Donald Munro that describe in detail how he inoculated pregnant women and patients already suffering from painful diseases such as yaws and fevers, and how he performed inoculations on the same patients again and again. Munro, in turn, read these letters aloud to audiences at the College of Physicians in London, and later published their contents in 1778. John Queer also mentored James Thompson, who conducted inoculation experiments on enslaved people in Jamaica. Queer is just one story among many that are often left out of the history of vaccinations as it is told in science classes and other contemporary contexts. The presence and violence of the Lancet is felt through Queer's meticulous documentations of the disease experiences of his patients. Finding this Lancet, owned by Edward Jenner, made me think about the embodied experience that Queer's letters describe in a totally different way.